7:07 Hudson Valley Focus Live on this Monday morning. Good morning, Mr. Charlie North.
Good morning, Thomas. How are you today after Thanksgiving?
I'm doing quite well. I'm happy to report that everything was good in our household, and my famous turkey cooking method that I have, you know, had for the last 30-plus years or so yielded a pretty good turkey this year. How about you?
We had an excellent, excellent Thanksgiving. We had some family over. We had a lovely meal and a lovely day, and thank God we were able to spend it all together.
Exactly, exactly. So it wouldn't be the holiday season, and now with Thanksgiving behind us, and as we head toward the the Hanukkah and the Christmas Kwanzaa shopping seasons here, I have to hear from Mr. Charlie North and. A voice speaking up for local businesses here in the Hudson Valley. Charlie?
Well, you know, it's been a while since I've been working. Let's see. This is 2025. I'm retired 11 years, Tom.
Wow. Wow. What is this retirement word? I don't know. I don't know the meaning of it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I didn't, you know, everybody thought I wasn't going to be able to do it, but I settled right into it once I realized that I was not going back to work.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And the one good thing about retirement that I enjoy is I'm able to spend time with my family.
Which is really especially important.
The only thing I regret, you know, this is completely opposite of what you're doing, is that I'm sorry I didn't retire sooner so I could spend some more valuable time with my family, but you can't look back. And, you know, every day is a gift and we treasure it.
Absolutely.
And coming up with the holiday season, as you mentioned,
yeah,
we have to remember to think local first.
You know, we certainly do. And Charlie, I'm glad you mentioned about family. I mean, I was talking earlier this morning about this, Chevrolet commercial that they came out. It's very nostalgic. And, you know, when I look back over this, over, 30, 40 years, maybe even longer, people going out to work and got to work. And too many of our family community activities have gone by the wayside, and it's time to come back. And Charlie, that's what makes society worthwhile, is recognizing who we are and the importance of those people around us. Charlie?
Absolutely. Tom, as time goes by, we now sound like our parents. The good old days. We talk about the good old days as our parents did. Our parents used to say, oh, my God, things aren't as good as they used to be. And listen to us now.
Yeah.
They aren't as good as they used to be. Well, I'm sure in most cases some things are better. But I must tell you that Christmas, I believe that the Christmas season, the holiday season, growing up in the 50s and 60s, I think that was the biggest rewards we ever got in our lives.
I agree with you completely, and Charlie, the flip side of that is I am so disappointed with some of my contemporaries who I feel need to do much more to protect that same kind of opportunity for future generations.
Well, the world has changed, Tom.
I know.
The social media has taken over the world by storm. No more getting up in the morning and walking down to get a couple of rolls in the morning paper. That just doesn't happen anymore. No getting the Saturday night bulldog edition of the New York News. no more of that. That's gone,
Yeah.
And except for you guys, no more turning on the radio and trying to get some local news and local personalities.
Yeah.
That's thank God for you guys, the beacon. I mean, you want to talk about think local first, we're lucky to have you.
Well, thank
you. We're lucky to have you. And I'm telling you, there's nowhere on the dial that you can search besides getting musically entertained, of course. Yeah. But there's nowhere on the dial where we can get local input. And thank God for you guys, really.
Well, thank you very much for that. And tomorrow, December 2nd, is going to mark 1 year since I signed on here with Chuck Benford down here on the Beacon.
That's amazing. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Isn't it ever? And, of course, the other day marked 30 years since you called me up and asked me to take over the Hudson Valley Focus Live, which was a little different name originally when it came out of the Economic yep. Development Corporation. And I looked up on a calendar back then. It was Tuesday, November 28th of 1995 that we recorded the show, and it aired that following first weekend in December. And it used to, you know, air on a several of the different stations there.
That's correct.
And Charlie, it's been a great run. I've met so many really, really, really great people and covered really important events, both local, human services, economic development, education, the environment, energy, and try to keep people informed about the changes that are taking place and looking ahead. We were talking this morning about looking back and being nostalgic. But most of my time is spent on looking ahead as to creating those opportunities for future generations. Charlie?
You know, you talk about opportunity, and that was that turned out to be a great opportunity for you. But it was also an opportunity for the listeners, because you brought in to the radio waves and onto the radio waves, I should say, a lot of different perspectives and a lot of variety.
Yes.
And you've educated a lot of the Hudson Valley listeners that listen to you, and you've covered the whole gamut, whether it's manufacturing, business, economic development, health.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could be a professor, probably at one of the local colleges here. See?
Well, I that 14 years I was over at SUNY New Paltz School of Business, and I
know that.
You know, I created the debate program over there, and then what you talk about that, and I'll just quickly say that, you know, the legacy that I left behind, if you look at that School of Business website today, their culture of ethics and integrity were my words that were, you know, in leading the group that crafted that, and that's what that school is known for. So this is 23 years later since
yeah.
that initiative
was done. I remember it well. I remember your commitment to that college to make that thing. I remember your commitment to a lot of things in our community that, has made a difference. We served on several boards together and several committees, and we look back now, and the only thing I regret is that at this particular time in our life, it's not like it used to be. The friendships, the camaraderie,
right? A lot of that goes to what I was saying. We've become, you know, how many businesses, you know, have been forced to cut staff and heap more activity on the individual so that there's not those community centered volunteer activities, Charlie North, are critically important to the overall health of the community.
There's no question about it. And just getting back to supporting local businesses.
Sure.
We really listen. Everybody shops online. This is not a big secret.
Right.
Everybody shops online. But in the case of local businesses, if you have the opportunity to take the time to shop locally, it really makes a world of difference to us locally.
Yes.
And even some businesses have websites that you can shop online locally.
Yep.
And you're keeping local people employed. You're generating sales tax revenues that comes right back to your community.
Exactly.
If you have a choice and you can make that choice, you should really try to endeavor to make that choice and try to buy and use the services of local people here.
So Charlie, let me ask you a question. Can you hold through a quick break?
Of course I can.
So we'll get into the sports report with the Zolls and back with Mr. Charlie North here on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon.
I'm just beginning to see.
7:20 on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. Well, it's not Tuesday afternoon. It is Monday morning, the first day of December of 2025. Mr. Charlie North on with me. And Charlie, talking about small businesses and websites, I'm looking at a website for the Pleasant Valley Department Store celebrating 79 years. And there's a picture of Caroline Adolfi leaning on the counter. And over her right shoulder is a poster that says, Think Local First.
Yep. She's been a member of the chamber before BC, before Charlie.
Exactly.
There's a fine example of a local business. It's on the main street of USA.
Yes.
What a better name, no better name than Pleasant Valley, New York. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. You remember that song, Tom?
I sure do. I heard that actually driving in when I was had the radio on this morning. I think it was this morning or maybe yesterday.
If you want a bit of the 50s and 60s, even 40s, 50s, and 60s flavor, get in your car, park your car on Route 44 on Main Street in Pleasant Valley. Close your eyes and walk into that statue. You walk in, close your eyes, look at the, you'll hear the sounds, you'll see the decorations. And that'll bring you back to the 40s, 50s, and 60s, right, Tom?
Absolutely. Or you don't even have to go that far out of Poughkeepsie. You know, you can little different, but there's a business called Davies Hardware on Main Street in Arlington.
That's right. Yeah, I go there frequently.
Yep.
Or
you can head around the corner over to Raymond Avenue, maybe Zimmer Brothers Jewelers.
That's correct. You know, now, there's one thing about Davies Hardware that I love. I could walk in and say to the person behind the counter, no matter who it is, I have this thingamajiggy that fits into this other part, and it belongs to something in the kitchen cabinet. The guy walks over, picks it out. They know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And isn't it amazing that we have professionals like the folks at Zimmer Brothers Jewelers?
Yes.
You can't find a more quality jeweler than that. They are very professional. To even buy a small gift at Zimmer Brothers, the wrapping supersedes anything that I've ever seen in my total life. I'm telling you, they do such a good job of wrapping a gift. The wrapping's worth more than the gift to me sometimes.
Yeah. So, I mean,
they really do a nice job.
Since
and you can stroll into the barbershop, one of the barbershops on Raymond Avenue.
Yep.
Raymond Avenue, actually, is a fine example of Christmas USA as well.
Yes.
It's kind of held it together. There's been some changes, but I think that Vassar's done a great job in keeping the area going, quite frankly.
Well, you just reminded me, just take a little walk around the corner onto College View Avenue and go see Walter Efron at Three Arts Bookstore.
That's correct. That's right. Talk about a bookstore. Where can you find a bookstore? Well, you can go to Pauling and get a book.
Right.
But I'm talking about a local bookstore right up here. It's really amazing that some of these businesses are still here. And I know some of the owners are there not for the money anymore. They're there because they want to be there, and they love what they do. And you know, Tom, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
That's right. And I want to mention Three Arts again. I mean, if anybody has interest in Hudson Valley history. Hudson Valley history and old maps and books and things that here, please pay a visit to a Three Arts Bookstore, and they are right on 3 College View Avenue, right next to where that Savona restaurant is, and Walter and the group there He's got some amazing stuff in there. I tend to go in there every year this time, and the beautiful, beautiful, you know, greeting cards, but they're ones that are like unique, and most of them are, there's no script on the inside. So I'll buy, you know, two or three or four boxes of them, give them as gifts, and then keep some myself. Sometimes you just want to send somebody a note. And, you know, this day and age of actually sending somebody a note or a card through the mail as opposed to a text or an email. Charlie?
Yeah, listen, my wife, Joanne, still sends thank you notes to everyone for any purpose. Thank you for inviting us for dinner. And she sends it in the mail. And I think that's so terrific. And, you know, our boys do that, too.
Yes.
I think it's something that's embedded in you. And we're keeping the post office going, too, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So it's just, you know, supporting the local businesses. And Charlie, I supporting our local chambers of commerce. Whether it's, you know, the Dutchess County Regional, go across the river to Ward Todd over in Ulster County, you know, up to Hyde Park with you know, Dot Shenevert and the gang up there.
Yep.
Just be part of the community and get involved, Charlie.
Well, chambers of commerce are a very important entity when it comes to supporting business and promoting business. And no matter what chamber of commerce you belong to, and you can belong to more than one.
Yes.
You can belong to the Hyde Park Chamber, the Rhinebeck Chamber. You can belong to the regional chamber. No matter what chamber you belong to, remember, you're belonging to an organization that's going to help promote your business. And the people that run the chamber, actually, the board of directors, are chamber members.
Yes.
So they're also to help businesses grow. And in the case of the regional chamber, of course, we do a lot of community activities, like Frankie does the balloon festival.
Yes.
And concerts and whatnot, and seminars. But any chamber that you belong to as a business person will assist you in your business. And there's also a social end.
Yes.
For the business people as well, which is not a bad thing.
Well, it's really, really important.
Yeah, you get to know your fellow business people. You know, Tom, before I was a chamber president, I worked in the bank. I worked a little in radio, but I worked at the bank. And I got to know my competitors through the local chambers of commerce. And I must tell you, we may have been competitors, but we were very, very good friends. And we would refer business to each other. If I couldn't do a deal because our bank policy wouldn't allow it, I'd refer it to my competitor, who I met through the Chamber of Commerce, sat next to at a breakfast or at a dinner.
Sure.
So it's a network that you create as a business person, not only to get business, but to refer business. You know, you don't get paid a fee to refer it. You don't have to refer anybody. But when you refer another chamber member, that's a true referral. You know the person you're referring to. You know the owner, or you know the manager. And I believe that is a good way.
Absolutely.
To network and create and get business.
So we're up against the clock, so it's time for you to say it, Charlie.
When you shop, when you dine, and even when you shop online, think local first. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you very much, Mr. Charlie North. The best to you, to Joanne, and the entire family. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
And you, right back at you, say hello to Joanne and the kids for me.
Will do. Will do. 729 on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon as we today closes out, year one for me here on the Beacon. And tomorrow December 2nd, we'll kick off the start of year two here on the Beacon. Charlie and I have worked together for, I can't tell you how many years, all the way back to when he was in banking and the chamber, and just those long, long, long-term relationships that are so important, knowing who the people are and truly supporting our local businesses. I'll see if I can't, between now and the holidays, make our way around the Hudson Valley with other chamber folks and, you know, bring some of these voices in. So speaking of local people, hey.
Charlie North, I said hello.
Okay, Mr. Tony Marmo. We'll get all situated here back in a minute. It's a Marmo Monday here on the Beacon.